Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, Martin Luther called the various Epiphany Gospels rays of hidden glory because they showed that the apparent modest carpenter from Nazareth was really God incarnate. And you know, they're quite dramatic things. The turning of water into wine, the calming of the storm and the sea, which prove him to be utterly in control of the universe. Yet, for us, the greatest of these is the baptism of our Lord, because that is what wins our salvation. The Lord, of course, doesn't receive a blessing from the Jordan. He doesn't need the Jordan to give him anything. He is the one that bestows and gives the blessing. And therefore, is this working? You may have seen, either personally or on film, how this baptism is celebrated annually in Eastern European countries. The parish gathers near a body of water, either the seaside, or a river, or a pool, or a canal. And the pastor throws a crucifix into the water. And all the young chaps of the parish, and some of them not so young chaps, are standing by, ready to dive and bring the crucifix back up. And the thing is called the Blessing of the Jordan River. That's really quite expressive and quite good. And this is the decisive event that changes the baptism, John's baptism of repentance, into our Trinitarian baptism of forgiveness, life, and salvation. When our Lord receives that baptism, and there is a public manifestation of the Blessed Trinity, at that baptism, he changes John's baptism to our baptism. Now, he hasn't instituted it yet, but by receiving that baptism, and by his baptism, which is actually full of achievement and performance, and after that, he is driven into the desert where he wrestles with the devil and defeats him for us, leading to the ultimate defeat of evil, death and hell, on the cross and in the resurrection. And so our Lord blesses the Jordan River and thus makes the Jordan and all water fit subject for our baptism. That whereas his baptism is pure performance, that drives him to the cross, our baptism is pure gift that flows from the cross to us and grants us forgiveness, regeneration, life, and salvation free of charge. It is the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the world, yours and mine, who here in his baptism publicly assumes that role and officially makes it irreversible. And from then on, as I say, he's driven to the cross, there ultimately to defeat, to administer the final defeat to the evil forces that held us captive after the fall. And so the Lord now creates our baptism and sends forth a host of men, preachers of the New Testament, to liberate people with the Word of God. My words, they are spirit and they are life. You continue in my word, you shall be free indeed. The truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And in our baptism, we receive all these blessed gifts. And from now on, that baptism is pure grace, pure gift to us. We perform nothing. We just receive the grace of God and are thankful for it. And therefore, just as we begin the new year, in the holy name, the saving name of our Lord, who was given that name 8 days after his birth, so we live our lives in the strength of our baptism, by what the Lord has given to us, where that holy name has been placed upon us, and we were made his, and he dwells in us, and he granted us the absolutely unsurpassable gift of faith. Because you can be baptized 1,000 times, if you don't have faith, you will not be saved. By faith alone can we receive the gifts that are offered in baptism and in the gospel. And so the surpassing gift we celebrate in our baptism, and therefore with Luther we go forth, and whenever we feel the temptation, the power of the devil, the world, and our flesh, we say with Luther, I am baptized. And we go forth in the strength of our baptism that the Lord has given us, also to fight evil and to resist it and to please God also with our lives to the small extent that we can as regenerated, sanctified Christians. So our life is lived in the name of Jesus by his power and in the strength of our baptism where that holy name has been applied to us irrevocably. In that we live and in that we rejoice. Let us therefore go forth in this holy name and in the strength of our baptism and in the joy of these gifts and lead our lives such as the Lord gives us with great rejoicing and with deep gratitude to the love of God incarnate who has given us everything. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.